Could I get more of me?
Hey, this is Mike Dog from TheMoneyGoRound.com. It is Tuesday, June 7th, I think. June 7th, 2011. This is audio boo number 93. Well, hey, I haven't even uploaded my last audio boo, and now I'm starting another. I'm not going to talk too much about my spy trade, which is underwater. You know, I thought it was, I thought the day it looked kind of good. I was at lunch, and early at lunch, around noon or so, it looked like it was kind of battling back and forth. I was watching level two, and it looked like within a 20-cent range, everybody was kind of fighting it out. And then I kind of went away for lunch, and when I came back, it's like, wow, what happened? And I'm looking at the headlines. It looks like Ben Bernanke may have squashed the rally, at least part of the rally. With kind of thoughts that maybe, hey, the economic stimulus is running out, although, you know, I can't see the Fed raising rates at this point. But on the other hand, it certainly does look like, you know, we just keep throwing money at the economy, and it certainly hasn't seemed to help too much other than maybe just prop up the inevitable, and maybe we are going to crash. You know, maybe it is a situation where we just have too much debt. I don't know. It's hard to say, right? We have oil prices stubbornly high. We have real estate, you know, crashing. Unemployment stubbornly high. Kind of the opposite of the 70s. Remember the 70s, which I don't remember too much from the 70s because I was young and not paying attention. But I do remember the high interest rates and stagflation, right? We had high interest rates. We had inflation. Oil prices were high. And now it's kind of like, well, kind of deflation where housing prices have really come down. Oil prices have gone higher. A lot of that's the fear in the Mideast and, you know, even demand for oil going up. But that's the only thing, right? Housing prices have come down, and that's really, I think, kept a lid on inflation. Because, you know, when you think about where people spend their money, a lot of it goes to where they live, their monthly mortgage payment or their rent payment. And that seems to be fairly stable, as well as car prices. The car prices have, I don't know, I think it seems to me that they've been relatively stable for quite a while. So a lot of the big ticket items haven't moved much in price. I know we hear that wheat's gone up and corn's gone up and this, that, and the other thing, but I think we spend our money elsewhere if something's too expensive. And heck, we're blowing all our money on iPhones and Android phones anyways, right? So maybe that's where the money's going. I don't know. But right now it looks like, you know, we've had a bull market now for over 2 years, right? So it's getting a little long in the tooth maybe. Maybe it's just time to kind of rest, recover, and figure out what's going on. For the economy, you know, maybe it's just going to be slow. I mentioned that in the audio boo I haven't uploaded yet. And I'll go ahead and upload that soon as well. Other than that, man, watching my spy trade. Man, I thought I was back in the black. I thought, all right. But, I came crashing down the last hour. I'm still in it. No big panic here. I do have a stop loss in mind of, you know, I don't know, what's your normal, 5-7% or something like that. Just in case things go awry. Because right now it seems like the market wants to go lower. People don't want to buy. And it might just be the sell in May summer doldrums. Could be that too. Maybe things aren't really that bad. It's just that time of year. And maybe things will pick up later. That's it. Hey, it is Tuesday. We're almost at hump day. So, hey, I hope you're having a great one.
More of me.
And the music in the background is from Tyrannosaurus Grace. This is Chemistry, available at musicalley.com's PodSafe Music. See ya.
That's probably good.
Constant inhibition.